Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is an original production of Northern Community Radio heard on the stations of the Ampers Network. Find us online at kaxc.org. The show is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Maddie Frick, sitting in for Charlie Polkerbeck on this session of Center Stage Minnesota. Coming up in this hour, I've got music from A Night in the Box, Derek Luttrell, Jeremy Messersmith, and Communist Daughter. Also, an interview with an organizer from Bradfest this weekend in Two Harbors. And also, Sam Miltich interviews Charmin Michelle about her newest album. This song I'm going to play right about now comes from a band that I knew in college very well. You don't get very many college rock, klezmer, gypsy folk bands, but this is one of them, and this is their song, I'm not going to be able to say this, Korobushka. Korobushka from the band Dirty Petrov and the Gentillionaires from Northfield, Minnesota. You can find their album, which just came out yesterday, Quez is More, on dirtypetrov.bandcamp.com, and they are also on Facebook, Dirty Petrov and the Gentillionaires. Bradfest, the music festival, will be this weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Two Harbors, Minnesota. The band lineup includes Cracker and Sick of Sarah. The festival honors the memory of local musician Bradley Roseman. Troy Rogers, the art director of the festival, is on the line now. Welcome, Troy.
Thank you, Maddie. It's great to be here.
So there's a lot of music festivals during these summer months. What makes Bradfest unique?
One of the things that makes us unique is just the sheer diversity of the music that we offer for the festival. We have acts ranging from hip-hop, reggae, folk, alt-country, noise rock, experimental music, musical robots, and a wide variety of acts from the local scene, from Minnesota, and from across the country. And so we bring a lot together in a couple short days in rural northeastern Minnesota.
So how many of those bands are from the area then?
Well, from the Iron Range specifically, we have Euclid, the Iron Range Outlaw Brigade, and Rosebud Social. And then we have a number of bands from Duluth, including Uprising, Jay-Z and Delgado, the Fontenelles, Mayor View, the Accelerati, the Black Eyed Snakes. We have other acts, too. So from Duluth, we have the Belly Dancing Troupe, Tribal Alchemy, and Fire Dancers are coming on Saturday night, the Spin Collective. And then from across the state, we've got Toki Wright, so, you know, premier hip-hop from the Rhymesayers label. Very happy to have him. Hammerhead, who actually two members now live in New York, but they originated in Minnesota. And so, you know, we've got Noise Rock from the AMRAP label. And then we've got some other acts, Jenny Dalton, Red Label, Fattening Frogs, Merzik, Scott L. Miller is a composer from Minneapolis. So that's kind of everything, you know, from the local to the state. And then our national acts include Kosha Dills, who's a Jewish hip-hop artist from L.A. Sweet Ray Laurel is an up-and-coming indie post-punk band from Kentucky, and they're making the drive. And then Cracker is coming off of a tour and joining us on Saturday night.
That's a lot of groups. What band are you most looking forward to?
Well, Ben, I can't pick one because there's so many people that I'm excited about. I mean, we're super excited for the hip hop set on Friday. I mean, I'm really excited to see, you know, from Jay's and Delgado going into Kosha Dills and then Toki Wright. I think that's going to be a really wonderful set of music. And then a old personal favorite of mine that, you know, I grew up listening to, and actually I played in a band with Brad, and we covered one or two songs from Hammerhead. So it's a real, real exciting thing to have them coming. And, you know, and then the list goes on. I mean, we're super excited that Cracker wanted to join us, and I know they're going to put on a great show. So, I could list more, so it's really hard to pick a favorite.
So a lot of music. What are the other things people can do at the festival?
We have a silent auction taking place in the afternoon on Saturday. And I should say we're a nonprofit festival. All of the proceeds that we raise get channeled directly back into the charitable programs of the Friends of Brad Memorial Foundation. And our mission is to celebrate and cultivate young Minnesota musicians. And so that silent auction features a lot of great products and gift packages and art from local artisans. And so that's one of the things we do that's fun on Saturday. Now, we also have sort of become a legendary thing, that the Bradfest Pie Fight, which sort of honors Brad's love of pie. There's plenty of pie available for eating, really delicious pie made locally by a couple different folks. But then the pies for throwing, it's sort of a costumed pie fight and of epic proportions. And this year, with the new venue that we're at, we have a mud pit, so it seems like the two might combine for some pretty outlandish fun.
Did you move to the new venue because it was such a popular event?
Yeah, we've been growing. This is our third year, and this is a festival that, you know, started out small as a group of family and friends memorializing Brad Roseman, but there was a bunch of support right from the beginning, and so this year it kind of became clear. One of the things that we really wanted to do was have on-site camping. Two Harbors is a perfect place for a festival, but a lot of folks are driving from other parts of the state, and so it just makes it a lot more accessible and sort of bolsters the whole community aspect of the festival. We'll sort of set up a mini village at the fairgrounds, and it'll be the full-on music and camping festival experience this way.
Great. I also heard there'll be local beer. I know a lot of people really like their local homebrew beer. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, we're really committed to trying to showcase local and you know, Minnesota craft beer in particular. And we've got beer. We'll definitely have some beer on offer from Castle Danger Brewing, which is just up the road from our festival, from Carmody's in Duluth. We'll have some other offerings from various breweries. Some it'll be represented, and we're doing everything we can to, you know, just as we're fostering and showcasing local music, we want to do the same for some of the other things we enjoy. And one of those that you know Brad also enjoyed is just a good local craft brew. So that'll be on offer as well.
Great. Was there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just, you know, this is we're kind of entering a critical phase where we're testing the waters and seeing if we can really establish this as a premier destination music festival in northeastern Minnesota. And so if that's something that your listeners are excited about and want to see, we just hope that they'll make the drive over and check it out for an afternoon, an evening, or the whole weekend. It's going to be a wonderful, exciting weekend of fun.
Well, great. That's Troy Rogers, art director of this year's Bradfest in Two Harbors, Minnesota, this Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th. Thanks for talking to me, Troy.
Thank you, Maddie. Take care.
This is Toki Wright, and he will be at Bradfest.
In the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created. Just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created. Just face it. It's time for you to face it. Ashy skin, cracks in the winter, in the wind. Rocking extra pair of socks when I'm not rocking the Tim's. Vaseline make my skin gleam like I dip to my chin in the barrel down at Valvoline. Bold and beautiful, black like the stones in the gold. Used to put the big fist in my throat. Ooh! Pop like I'm skeet shooting. Bang, bang, on the beat, keep moving. I ain't grow up with the partridges, I grew up with the darknesses. Blowing on Nintendo cartridges before I recognize the heartlessness that exists in the shallow hearts of men. Black like the ink in my pen, I'm black like 2 million men serving time in the pen. Last year I got my picture in the back of the spin. This year black back at it again. And then, damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I've traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Women talk to hate they face, so they bleach it up, powder up, and scrape. Straight from the mill to the grill, straight back to the land of the lakes. Black wouldn't have it no other way, okay? I'm so dark, yeah, reading and weeping. Yeah, I'm so dark, turn the lights off, all you see is my teeth, plus the whites in my eyes. I don't ever want to try and disguise, I wear it with pride, as long as I'm alive. Lies you've been told to put us on hold, prostituting the soul, the pimping and to anything goes. Keep us on the stroll, exposed, rain, sleet, sunshine, 40 below, to get them they dough. When your dome on swole, past the point you can't get in the dough, your ego go, give me some more. And I don't only do this for show, I do this so the little girls know they don't gotta strip on the pole to get to their goals. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Man, you so black, man, that man, your mama so black that man, your hair so nappy that man, your lips so, it was a black man and a white man and a black man.
potholes and pimples, blackheads and dimples, stretch marks, birthmarks, body parts that shrivel. Melanin in my skin, niggas crack black jokes that I can. Have our friends like they at it again. Colonized minds designed to make the dark hate the light inside and vice versa. Swear that we quite cursed. Black like a hearse pulling out of a church to put another black man in the dirt. Warm for turf, it hurts like a sunburn. Dark but I still tan. Make a lot of notes like a steel pan. Ball them up, pulling up, leaning back, aim for the steel can. Mike turned light, but dudes knew he was still bad. Black in the epidermis, get you at the surface, look it up. We from the people of sun, we cooking up. Don't need to hang out on the beach, it's out of my reach. And beauty's only skin deep, we're ugly beneath. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it. Damn good in the skin that I'm in, and I traded in for nothing. Isn't that something? Stop hating on the way you was created, just face it. It's time for you to face it.
Polished up and standing in a row. Wind up the gears, watch them go. People made of spring and sparks, humming with electric hearts. Hoping for a ghost inside the shell. But if it's there, it's hidden well. All we are is ticks and talks, seconds in a pocket watch.
Out. What am I here for? Blaze, blurt it out. Take a gamble, take a gamble, take a gamble. Reason it out. So I show to my heart, but it never could be. No matter how hard I be.
Zoo Animal out of Minneapolis with the song Simone. Before that, we heard Andy Elwell from Duluth with his song Rooftops and Jeremy Messersmith from The Cities with the song John the Determinist. Well, you're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. It's Northern Community Radio's dedication to playing local music from the entire state of Minnesota. I'm Maddie Frick sitting in for Charlie Polkrebeck. Jazz guitarist Sam Miltich has played with many musicians on the Minnesota music scene. Sam and Friends is a new feature in which Sam talks with some of those musicians. Charmin Michelle is a jazz singer who has a popular following in the Twin Cities. Like Sam, she has also played in clubs and music halls in North America and Europe. Charmin has a new CD out with Jerry O'Hagan and his orchestra called Dance Time. Sam asked Charmin about her start in music.
Well, I started in music when I was very young. I took classical piano, flute, and violin, and I played in the Greater Twin Cities Youth Symphonies for a time. Then I kind of got out of it and didn't come back until about 91, I want to say. And I just started singing. Just sitting in with groups. The first group I sat in with was the Wolverines Trio at the Times when it was located on 11th and Nicollet in Minneapolis. And I had no intentions of becoming a professional singer, but it kind of just happened. So in a nutshell, that's my story. story.
All right. Well, some of these questions I'm asking because I've played with you, and there's certain qualities that I've noticed and I've always wanted to ask, but one of the questions is, your vocals are always very true to the original composed melody line of a song. When you're learning a new song, how do you go about it? What kind of research or preparation do you do to learn a new tune?
What I like to do is listen to various recordings of different singers doing the tune, and I try to stay true to, or at least to learn it true to form. Sometimes I'll go to the library. Now with the internet, I don't physically have to go, but I do like that process of going to find the original music or the way the composer had it intended. And then after I do all of that, I start performing the song, and as I do it more often, it becomes mine with little snippets of this and that I took here or what I may feel at the moment.
I really enjoy that. I mean, that's something that's... That comes through, and it to me it seems like your music has an incredible amount of integrity as a result of that process. But I also wanted to ask, this sort of ties into that question, what would you say are some of your core musical values?
As a singer, enunciating the words. I want people to know what I'm saying. Loud is nothing without soft, so dynamics. I like to pick songs that I enjoy singing. You know, because there are some songs that just give me goosebumps. And it's not the hearing myself sing it that will do that. It's the song itself, and it just makes me happy inside.
What are some of those songs that you would pick, some of the ones that grab you?
Let's see. How Deep Is the Ocean is one that grabs me. Guess Who I Saw Today. Remember When We Made Those Memories? There are a lot of them. But those are just to name a few.
You've just released an album with Jerry O'Hagan's Big Band. What was it like to work on that project? I was wondering about the process of picking material, if that was material that, you know, you decided to pick, or if it was some of them were Jerry's picks. And one of the things that strikes me is just how remarkable and professional some of the arrangements are. Actually, all of them on that disc. I was just blown away by the quality of the arrangements and the group, and I was wondering who put those arrangements together. Were they customized for your voice and your range?
Yes, actually, Jerry's going to be really happy to hear this because he did all of the arrangements. He did do them for my voice. And we go back, I think, 18 or 19 years. He has always had this in mind, and when he retired, he said he wanted his big band or orchestra to be working on a regular basis. So for a little over 5 years now, we've been performing at the Cinema Ballroom in St. Paul. We're there weekly, so that was kind of like our paid rehearsal for this. And we developed a following of people, and in order to choose the tunes, Jerry thought it would be a great idea if we consult our fans. So we sent our song list out. I sent it to my email mailing list. He had flyers printed up and brought them to our big band gigs, and people turned them back in, and it was just amazing how excited everyone was to have their feedback. And we did pre-sale, and they were waiting with bated breath to see if their song made the list. It was just a fun process.
That's just a wonderful story. Well, you know, we were talking about Jerry O'Hagan, and there are a lot of other wonderful musicians in the Twin Cities that I know you play with. And just wondering about, you know, what it's like working in the Minneapolis music scene, and who are some of your favorite artists to work with?
We have a wealth of talent here in the Twin Cities. Sometimes it's hard to find enough venues for everybody, but many of the restaurants are kind of picking up where some of the clubs have closed down. And I've worked with almost everybody in town. Like I said before, I started with the Wolverines Trio, which was Rick Carlson on piano, Keith Boyles on bass, or Steve Pickell on bass. Sometimes Dick Bortolussi on drums, sometimes Jim Dean Forberg on drums, sometimes Nathan Norman on drums. And then I've also worked with Doug Haining and his Twin Cities Seven, which is a seven-piece band that is kind of like based on the Count Basie's Kansas City Seven. And that has like Dave Graff on trombone, Steve Wright on trumpet and flugelhorn. Doug Haining plays the saxophone. Kent Saunders on guitar. Joel Shapira is another person I play with. Joel is a guitarist I've been working with for several years as well, and he and I created a group, a duo. It started off as a duo, Charmin and Shapira, and then as we expanded the group, we just started calling it Charmin and Shapira with Friends, and we've also recorded a couple of CDs. He's very different from you. He's more of a Wes Montgomery style guitarist, which really scared me in the beginning.
What was scary about it?
It's a little more modern style than what I'm used to doing. So I was a little hesitant when he approached me about starting this duo, but after we worked together for a while, I got really comfortable with it, and it forced me to stretch a little bit, and we've produced some very nice work. Yeah, and I've also worked with Cliff Brunzell and the Golden Strings. Cliff has just turned 90 years old, and I am just honored to have been able to work with him throughout the years.
You know, Charmin, I just want to talk a little bit about some of the artists that have influenced your own singing and where you've drawn inspiration from other jazz artists.
I started out with Billie Holiday because I felt that she was pretty, well, for one, almost everything that she did moved me. And then I started listening to Carmen McRae and Ella and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington, and it kind of expanded from there. I would be on kicks of people for a while, Blossom Deary for a while, and then Anita O'Day, and it's there's just so much to draw from, but I think my strongest influence was Billie Holiday, and I also have to mention Nancy Wilson. Love her, too.
How has your music evolved throughout your career? How have you changed as an artist, and what direction do you feel that you're heading right now?
I feel like I've basically just matured more. I have not really been trained in vocal, so I can't really gauge on that level where I am right now from as opposed to where I was when I began. I get more feedback from other people who had heard me from back when, and then when I will listen to my CDs, I can tell a difference. But it's hard to verbalize what that is. And where I would like to go with music is, I'd like to continue my travels overseas and doing concerts and festivals there in Barcelona and the surrounding area, Catalonia and Basque regions, and also maybe some more touring here in the United States.
What are jazz audiences like in Spain?
It's really fun over there. I'm not there long enough to know the whole scene, but I have befriended so many of the musicians over there. And with the internet and Facebook and all the social media that we have, I'm able to stay in touch with them. And it forced me to get a tutor so I could learn a little bit of Spanish. The people are so receptive of jazz. There are times someone will shout out a song title, and I'll say, oh, got it. Okay. And we'll just do it. I've been working with the same group for about 6 years now, or a little over 6 years. So we've gotten to that point where we can wing some things, and it's really fun.
We've been talking with Charmin Michel, and which tune would you like to close with, Charmin?
Probably Shoe Fly Pie. That's a fun little tune. Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy. That was one song that I had. When I did my research, I said, I just have to know what this stuff is. They're Pennsylvania Dutch desserts. And it's just a cute little tune. Jerry wrote in the verse for the arrangement, and I hope everybody likes it. It's a great dance tune.
Thanks so much, Charmin.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you want to do right by your appetite, if you're fussy about your food, take a choo-choo today, head New England way. We'll put you in the happiest mood with Shoe Fly Pie. An apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe Fly Pie, an apple pan doubt, he makes the sun come out. When heavens are cloudy, shoot fly pie, an apple pan doubty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, mama, I don't want cake, mama, for goodness sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan doubty makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple pan doubty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Jerry O'Hagan and his orchestra. The song is Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Doughty from their new CD, Dance Time Volume 1. Sam and Friends is a new feature with Sam Miltich talking with his friends on the Minnesota music scene. This is Maida.
And it all starts when you jump into my circuitry. Oh. The cold kisses the skin like. Oh. The blood rushes in and out like.
No. No.
What do you do? You're in the searchlight now, yelling back at the guard dogs. And my head is a mess. Your comfort level's getting close to death. So you grit your teeth, throw on your cross trainers, cause you can get lost in me.
Cause you need that fitness if you wanna be all up in my business. Nothing is childproof. A broken gadget and some wires to lose. A rationale is everywhere. If you jump in, you best beware.
Circuitry.
little midnight breeze. But here's a nice new shopping mall. Fake a smile, baby, all the while. What bugs me most of all is that we still believe that no tricks up the stand of the one who sells a lie. I'll say our time will feel just fine.
I sort of met Dakota, introduced by Minnesota. I just smiled. She was 6 feet tall. She said she hated these walls. We stepped outside for a while. Yo. She wore a plain green dress. Said it was cold and it was best she should be running. She kissed my ear, said, my dear, come see me soon. Naked, I am stunning. And when you do come, bring your six guns, keep them loaded, said Dakota. And when you do come, bring your six guns, keep them loaded, said Dakota. I said, one of these days, one of these days, one of these. I will come. She has something on my mind, make you jump high in the sky, I swear. She had something, yippee-ki-yay, meaner than a dog, just lost his head. She had something, made me sore, I did want her much, much more than good luck. You can go and mark my word, Dakota drove a big black Ford pickup, truck. And when you do come, bring your six guns, keep them loaded, said Dakota. And when you do come, bring your six guns, keep them loaded, said Dakota. I said, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, I will come.
Mason Jennings with the song Dakota from his Flood album on Center Stage, Minnesota. Before that, we heard A Night in the Box. They're no longer together, but they're still good with the song Tom Sawyers and Lawyers. And we also heard Maida, who has performed live at the KAXE studios with the song My Circuitry from the Interrogation album. Well, this next group here is one of my all-time favorite Minnesota bands ever. I love them a lot. I've interviewed them, and I went and watched them live, and I've got their albums, and I like them a lot. So some good electronic music from Minnesota. This is Solid Gold. Thank you. And that was Communist Daughter with the song Northern Lights from the album Soundtrack to the End. Before that, you heard Solid Gold with the song Bible Thumper, both groups out of Minneapolis. I'm Maddie Frick, sitting in for Charlie Polkrebeck on this week's edition of Center Stage Minnesota, which is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can find out more about Center Stage Minnesota featuring Minnesota artists at our website, kaxe.org. This is the last song I'm going to play for this week's show. This is the group Dirty Petrov and the Gentillionaires from their album Klezes More. And this is their version of the song Start Wearing Purple.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah, ha! Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. I know you since you were a 20. I was 20. And out that some years from now. A purple little. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Lodzyskin to Passepartout. Я клянусь себе со два пальца, ты что ты, что музыка пошла у звука му. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. Start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing the purple.